Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for TWiT Live at CES is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
Booth and the beautiful 2013 Ford Focus, and Alan Mulally, the CEO of Ford. It's great to see you again, Alan.
See you.
Thank you so much for giving us some time. I know you've got to be crazy.
I'm glad to be here with you.
Well, I got to ask you a question. You know, maybe you didn't know the auto show is today in Detroit.
It is, and I just flew here from Delhi to the International Auto Show. Oh, then we just launched the Fusion petrol version with EcoBoost, also the Fusion hybrid, and also the plug-in hybrid with Sync and My Ford applications, so that you could have an ecosystem to deal and live with your electric vehicle.
When you saw the schedule for CES, you must have said, "Oh no, it's the same week as the auto show."
But I wouldn't miss CES, and I wouldn't miss you, because this is a fantastic development.
I think it's telling because it shows that you consider Ford as much a consumer electronics company as a car company.
Absolutely. You remember when we talked the last time, and I think you might have said it. I said, Ford, the mobile app of choice.
Right.
Because that's exactly what we expect of our car. We want an integrated life, hands on the wheel, eyes on the road, seamlessly connected to the internet with our smart devices.
So you were in Delhi, India?
Yes. We just launched the EcoSport, and it's the first subcompact SUV that's on a B-size platform, so a little bit smaller than the Fusion, and it's right in the center of the Indian market. The people are so excited to get it.
I remember we talked 2 years ago. You talked about making this an international platform, and you've done that now.
It's now in this what we call a CD4 platform. We'll make 10 different top hats over it.
That's the styling on top.
On the outside. So we'll have sedans, we'll have SUVs, we'll have wagons, we'll have sport utility vehicles, all off the same platform, which means that we can offer these vehicles more affordably than anybody else so that everybody can afford them.
And you make the same car line for all the different powertrains.
Well, now this is a really important point, because we make the petrol version, the diesel, the hybrid, the plug-in hybrid, and the all-electric all in the same production line. 70% of the parts are the same, so that means we can offer all that value, all that affordability to the consumer.
You manufacture all over the world?
Absolutely. Same vehicle, same bill of material. Yeah. But the neat thing is that with the software and the connectivity, all of that is interchangeable around the world too, but also providing all the different languages.
Last time we talked, I asked about autonomous vehicles. You said people love to drive. They're never going to want a car that drives itself, but you're putting more and more technology that these cars practically drive themselves with Bliss, with the auto park.
Well, the neat thing is, though, that with GPS and Wi-Fi, that now we know the cars know where each other are.
Right.
So I think the next really revolution is going to be helping people not run into each other.
Right. It's sneaking autonomous vehicles in there. But I think it's great. I still have my hands on the wheel, but I'm not going to get as likely to get in a collision because it knows where the vehicles are around me.
And the safety features now, you know, everything we're doing about roll and stability control and yaw stability control, the blind spot monitoring, the cross-traffic alert when you back out of the parking lot. I mean, today, with electronics and digital technology and miniaturization and the consumer electronics marrying with the automobile, we're actually helping people be better drivers as well as have more safety.
I got to ask you about distracted driving. You know, Mercedes announced today that they're going to put Facebook in their vehicles. And I just had the worst image of people, you know, checking in on Facebook. People want to be connected. I know your customers are pushing you that way, but we just saw the NTSB say that any phone conversation at all is dangerous. How do you balance the two?
Well, we absolutely agree. We were one of the first companies that came out and said that we absolutely didn't want to see texting in cars.
Right.
Because what all of our data says, that if you have your hands on the wheel and your eyes on the road, your ability, your cognitive ability to manage other things is fantastic. But you need to keep your eyes on the road. So that's why we have gone with voice activation.
I hate the idea of looking down at the GPS.
Absolutely.
That's dangerous.
Absolutely. So hands on the wheel, eyes on the road, all voice activation, but using your smart device. And I think that we're actually reducing distraction and making it safer.
Can I ask you one tough question?
Yes, sir.
And it's because, you're a big supporter of our network. Ford has been fantastic as an advertiser. And one of the things our audience keeps asking us, I hear Ford supports SOPA, the Stop Online Piracy Act. Now, I know that you never came out in favor of SOPA, but do you want to clarify that?
I not so familiar with that.
There's a Senate law called PIPA and a House law called SOPA about online piracy. And I know you've spoken out before saying intellectual property rights are important to protect. If somebody invents something, they need to be protected. But when Scott Monty has said this, Ford never said we support SOPA. You're not on the list of SOPA supporters. But word got out that you were. And, of course, among our geek community, that's anathema. That's a kiss of death.
Scott Monty absolutely is a fabulous leader. And if that's what he said, that's the way we are.
All right. That's what I like, a man who supports his team. Alan, it's so great to see you. You're doing such a great job. We really appreciate it. What I love is you're bringing the pride back to America and great American vehicles.
Well, it's another neat thing is that we are making this vehicle right here and the Fiesta and the Focus. We never were making small cars in the United States because we're doing it affordably, and now we're making them in the United States and we're competing.
You're bringing them back.
We're bringing them back. We're competing with the best companies in the world.
That's great. I tell you, as soon as I saw the reveal, this is the one I want now. That's bad. Oh, wait a minute. We got to get the shine up, the polish in the blue oval, they call that, right? Alan, so great to see you. Thanks for joining us. Take care. Bye-bye. Alan Mulally, CEO of Ford. Wow, this is fun. I tell you. We are having such a good time at CES. We're going to have more from the stage and more from the show floor. Continue to watch our coverage live from CES 2012. Leo Laporte on the show floor. Look at that blue baby, I'll tell you.